Hey, welcome back to our show, the Pain Point Podcast, powered by Zoho CRM, the world's favorite CRM. You're listening to Akilan, Product Marketing Associate and Sales Tech Evangelist for Zoho CRM. So, after a short hiatus, I'm back to podcasting and I have something important to talk about. Small talk. You see the irony? But hey, small talk is critical for sales. There's a stigma that small talk is boring and awkward. Well, it can be when it's done wrong. But small talk is essential to build a rapport and create a comfortable, familiar space for the prospect. Small talk is the icebreaker that paves way for a deeper conversation and genuine relationship. It can do a lot of good when it's done right. But times have changed. You can't really talk about how great their office looks or how bad the traffic was on the way over, because remote selling has taken over and it demands that we rethink how we do small talk. Here are a few pointers. Number 1. Research like it's a date. Finding something to talk about in a face-to-face meeting with a prospect is actually kinda easy. You don't need any heavy preparation, you just need to improvise. You could talk about their office view, their drama club award on the showcase, their picture of their kids on the desk. You can just look around and find something to have a light chat about before getting to the agenda. But that's not the case when you're selling from home. However, the good news is it is required that you have a strong presence online in this work from home era. So all you need to do is look them up on the internet. Make a note of whatever information you can find. Their background, achievements, recent tweets. This is an important step in sales, and it's not just for small talk, but to craft a personalized pitch as well. Once you get an idea of who the person is, it'll be easier to find topics to talk about. Also, when a prospect learns that you've done your homework, you have their attention. By the way, avoid topics like religion, politics, age, and anything that's sensitive. You do not want to open that box. Number 2. Ask open-ended questions. You know what people love talking about? Themselves. No topic interests them as much. That's why a simple, "How's your day?" could serve as an icebreaker. And with the pandemic and the new remote work culture in the mix, people want to talk about themselves. Ask about their hobbies, their recent game night, their current business situation. And when they start talking, follow up with responses like, "That's interesting, what happened then?" This helps you connect with the prospect and establish trust, which leads to an agenda of the call that you'll get later on. Number 3. Talk about what's happening. What's a better question than, "How's work?" It's questions like, "How did your work get affected by COVID-19? Talking about current events that are relevant to you as well as the prospect is a great conversation starter, and it feels more natural than personal questions sometimes. Talk about what's on the news, sports, the new show on Netflix, the local talk, the weather. Just pick one that interests them the best based on the research you made about them. If you wish to stick to what's relevant, you could also talk about any recent news you've heard about the prospect's business. These questions require less effort to answer and are therefore quick to sail through and get to the agenda. Number 4. Make sure to end on a happy note. Imagine being greeted with enthuse by multiple salespeople at a store who guide you through the aisle with various products and help carry your purchases to the counter, only to disappear shortly after. There is no after-sale experience, and that makes everything that happened before seem artificial. That's just bad customer experience, and you do not want to do that to the customers. Once the ice is broken, the agenda has been discussed, names, numbers, and dates have been exchanged, don't just hang up once the meeting is over. Extend the small talk just a little bit and close on a friendly note. Make a call back to any topics previously discussed to show that you listened and that you cared. That makes the conversation memorable and you more likable. And finally, know when to avoid small talk. Perhaps the most important tip for small talk in sales is knowing when not to do it. Small talk is not for everyone. Some find it unnecessary, trite, and forgettable. Some just like to cut the greetings and get straight to the point. It's not possible to build a good friendship with every client, and that's okay. Providing the experience that the client prefers is what matters. Therefore, read the cues and find out what the client wants. On top of that, know when to stop. You can't get too deep into a conversation and waste their time. You're on a sales call. Open with warmth, some jokes, and get to the agenda as quick as you can. And cut. I hope you found this episode useful. Do you have any tips on small talk that I haven't mentioned here? You can tweet to us at PainPointBits and we'd love to feature your story. For more content on sales and management, be sure to check out the rest of our show and write to us at ppp@zohocorp.com if you have any queries or feedback. I'll leave the links in the description below. And as always, thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Akilan signing off. Take care.